Chris was right. When I came home from Orlando, Chris wanted me to tell Uncle Joey I wouldn't work for him anymore. That what I'd done for him in Orlando made us even. I would have told him that too, but he never called, and I had put it off so I wouldn't have to deal with it. I figured that the next time he called, I'd tell him to get lost. So what had I just done? I'd agreed to help him. Again! What was wrong with me? Of course, what could be so dangerous about meeting with a private investigator? Uncle Joey made it sound simple. Could it really be that easy? Maybe this time it would be fine. After I told Kilpak my sob story, maybe he really could tell me something about Uncle Joey that I could use to keep him out of my life. Maybe even send him to prison. Uncle Joey's cleverly laid plans would backfire, and I'd never have to take a phone call from him again. Thoughts of double-crossing Uncle Joey turned my stomach into a cringing lump of goo. Nope, I didn't think I had it in me to double-cross Uncle Joey, but I could certainly beef up my negotiating skills. I didn't know about prison, but if there was something I could use to keep him from calling me, I could do that. Feeling better, I hurried off to take my shower, pushing away the nagging thought that, where Uncle Joey was concerned, nothing ever went the way it was supposed to. Holly and I had a great time at lunch. Talking to her was like having a therapy session, lunch included, without the huge bill. When I told her I was meeting with a private investigator after we were finished, she wanted to come along. Mostly because I'd mentioned Ramos was meeting me there, and she really wanted to meet him. I guess I shouldn't have confided in her, but darn it, I had to tell somebody all the juicy details of our time in Orlando. That's what best friends did. Plus, I knew she'd appreciate it. Of course, I didn't tell her everything about Ramos and what he really did, or about me and my mind-reading skills. That would be bad. All she knew was that I worked with them sometimes because of my consulting agency. Still, what I did say about Ramos was just enough to make her excited at the prospect of actually seeing him in person. But did I really want her to meet Ramos? In some ways, I just wanted to keep him to myself. But in others, it would be fun to see her eyes go all big and catch the wowza look she was sure to give me. Then she'd know I wasn't making any of it up. I knew this was true because every once in a while I picked it up from her thoughts. She actually wondered if I was telling the truth about him. But in the end it didn't matter because she got a phone call from one of her kids and had to hurry to school. Not only did she not get to come with me, but it cut our lunch time a lot shorter than I'd planned. On the other hand, at least I didn't have to feel bad about involving Holly in something that probably wasn't good for her. That left me with time to spare, and I got to Sam Kilpak's office a good half hour before Ramos was supposed to meet me. After waiting 5 minutes, and with nothing better to do, I decided I might as well go in and meet the guy. No harm in that, right? And Ramos would be right outside when I got done. I might just pick up everything I needed to know. It would be simple and easy, and I wouldn't have to worry about it ever again. I might even get home in time to read my book and take a little snooze outside in the deck swing. With that happy thought, I hurried inside. His office was on the second floor of an older building close to downtown. I took the elevator and wandered down the hall, not seeing anyone else on the floor. Unease crept along my spine. It looked like his office was the only one on this floor that wasn't vacant.